With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The University of Montana is wrapping up a tumultuous week. State education officials yesterday announced UM's president will step down at the end of the month. Montana Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian predicts history will smile on Roy Sengstrom's 6 years at the helm, but says change is necessary.
We're not talking about today or tomorrow or the challenges that we face today or tomorrow. We're talking about the long-range future and where this institution needs to be going forward.
UM has seen enrollment drop 22% since 2010. Student retention has been lagging, and the campus remains overstaffed despite nearly 200 staff and faculty positions being eliminated last year. That spurred a controversial plan to review and prioritize its academic programs. Commissioner Christian says challenges like these are hardly unique to UM.
It's no surprise that liberal arts institutions around the country have seen the challenges. But liberal arts around the country are incredibly important to the society within this country, and they have a place and a strong place, and we need to embrace that and just find where this campus can be the most relevant to the students that it serves, their families, the economy that it serves in Montana going forward.
Montana State University's enrollment has steadily increased as UM's has declined. Some believe a liberal arts education is now passé, that most students want to learn marketable science and engineering skills at schools like MSU. UM pharmacy professor Doug Coffin doesn't see it that way.
Well, this notion that we've got all these liberal arts graduates working as waiters and waitresses is ridiculous. They end up with jobs, they end up with good jobs, and they can build good careers.
But Coffin wants UM to devote more resources to updating its curriculum to make it more flexible and innovative for prospective students. History professor Merdad Kia agrees.
We have to rethink it in terms of how to present it as humanities and social sciences coming together with hard sciences and other fields in terms of how we market the university. But it's absurd to take away the core mission of the university and replace it with some notion of a technical school.
UM professor Doug Coffin also encourages Montana's higher education officials to take a serious look at tuition equalization.
Where UM was locked into a tuition rate that was below cost. For example, tuition and fees at Montana State University were about $6,800, $6,900, and here they were about $62. That represents $5 to $10 million in revenue over a biennium.
Coffin, the former president of the UM Faculty Association, says that's money that could help prevent potential layoffs.
The best thing that our interim president could give us is tuition equalization. The problem with that is that it also would represent a steep increase in tuition for our students. So we need a tuition offset coupled with tuition equalization.
Professor Merdad Kia, the director of UM Central and Southwest Asian Study Center, hopes UM's national search for a new president is an open and transparent process.
And to allow this process to also add to diversity of the university, and especially Main Hall, which unfortunately has not been as diverse as we would have liked it to be.
When you say diversity in this case, what does that mean? What would you like to see?
I think the administration should reflect the amazing ethnic, gender, cultural diversity of the United States of America. But more important than all of these criteria should be competence and experience and vision.
A national search for UM's next president is underway. State education officials hope to have him or her selected by the end of this academic year and ready to start full-time by July 1st. Professor Kia says the search represents an immense opportunity for the University of Montana. He looks to MSU for inspiration.
Look what the MSU Bozeman did. They rolled the dice and they brought a very capable president in, President Vedat Cruzado, and I hope that we do the same. And I am sure that the University of Montana will thrive once again.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.